A trip to Knuckles. My first day in Nairobi in May of this year was supposed to be a rather simple and uneventful day. It started out that way: to change money, get malaria medications, and buy local SIM cards for phone and modem were all normal things. Next on the list was the purchase of catechisms. This entailed a trip to Nongong, a Maasai word for knuckles, a nature preserve where the new campus of Lutherans in Africa is located. They were previously known as the Lutheran Heritage Foundation and were located in Keron. They are an independent Lutheran group that translates catechisms and various other Lutheran materials for many different parts of Africa, including translations in the many local languages of Kenya. A new facet of their work has been the training of men from different parts of East Africa for the pastoral ministry. Rather than continue to pay rent in Cairn, they bought some land in Gong and are in the process of building classrooms and dormitories, a library, dining hall, kitchen, the whole works. On the way to finding this place, we came upon a protest involving the majority of a primary school student body. Small children in school uniforms had blocked the road with stones, thorn bushes, and even their own little bodies. We didn't get a definitive answer as to why they were doing this, but the story told was that the road in front of their school was dangerous, and more than a few people had lost their lives in vehicle crashes there. They wanted to get the attention of the local government, and the teacher of this school thought that this was the best way. So we waited and waited. 2 hours passed. Suddenly, Kenyan men in fatigues and wielding military rifles were filing past our car. A few orders barked from the man in charge, forced bodies into motion, and the stones were cleared away in minimal time. Unbeknownst to me, our issues were not totally resolved. Lutherans in Africa don't have an address, only a Google map point. There is no signboard on the side of the road either. We wandered a bit to no avail. Google Maps on my Kenyan phone does not work very well. We asked for directions from locals and ended up unofficially hiring a Maasai to guide us to our destination. We went down dirt roads, gravel roads, holy roads, and roads that should not be classified as roads. An additional bonus was that we wandered through a giraffe sanctuary, which had a very Jurassic Park feel to it. After only 2 more hours were added on this routine trip, we found the place. Upon asking a roadside dweller if he knew where the Lutheran place was, his eyes immediately lit up and he flashed an enormous smile. It turned out that he worked on the construction project there. Several people were milling around and students were on their lunch break. I made a beeline for their book storage to get what I needed and head back, hoping for a much shorter return route. While there, I met with their chief translator, the resident pastor with whom I am familiar, was in the US at the time. A visiting pastor from America who was filling in to teach that week was having a hard time rounding up the students for their lunch break. The process was taking a long time. I've been there. I felt his pain. I gathered up a bunch of Kisil language catechisms, Swahili large catechisms, and Swahili translations of the Book of Concord. A 2-hour mission accomplished in just under 5. That's why you should plan to accomplish only one thing each day. Getting 2 things done is a real achievement. This article is written by Michael Gureth, pastor of Holy Cross Lutheran Church in Phoenix, Arizona, and a visiting missionary in Africa.